ka koi whainga maari e koi ni, o ku lolotonga i heni a e toko ua koi ni nā ku lawe ki ai ane nai, a ia ko Robin White, pea mo Ruha Fifita, pea me i tonga, ke whai hatala noa whekau aki pea mo e polo kalama koi ni ukna i heni ai i meripo ane, whekau aki pea mo e ngā tū. I'm very happy to have my special guests here today, Robin White and Ruha Fifita from Tonga, and they're here on a very important project, but I'll hand it over to them to talk about why they're here in Melbourne. So welcome, first of all, to cold Melbourne, and I hope you're enjoying it so far. If you could just give me a little rundown on the project you're here for.
Sure. Oh, good morning, Marlo, Amelia. Yes, it's a pleasure to be here. Robin and I have travelled from different parts of the world. I just came down from Brisbane, not too far, and Robin's come from Masterton, where she now lives, and we've come to see our tapa works. We've been working on some different projects over the last 4 years, making tapa, large ones, fōtanga, a series of fōtanga and launima, using kupesi and traditional methods to create and tell new stories, I guess. So we've been very fortunate to have these works hung in the National Gallery of Victoria. As you can imagine, they're very big works, and so it's very flattering to those works to have a big space to be able to show them, and works that have never been seen together, a project that's kind of taken place over the course of, you know, 4 or 5 years now. All of those works, key ones from each of the projects, will be shown together in the National Gallery of Victoria. So we've just travelled to see that through and be part of a community that will celebrate a series of different Pacific art exhibitions at the National Gallery.
So, Robin, how have you been involved in the project, or how did you get involved in the project?
The story goes back a few years. I have lived in the Pacific. Although I live in New Zealand now, I've spent a number of years in the Pacific, 17 years, in fact, living on Tarawa in the Republic of Kiribati. And so in the course of working there as an artist, I got involved in working collaboratively with women, first of all in Kiribati and then in Fiji with my friends there, and started getting very interested in working on tapa in Fiji, Masi, and was looking for opportunities to learn more about the art of ngatu, and was very lucky to meet Ruha at a Baha'i summer school in December 2010. And then shortly after that, early 2011, I was very fortunate to be invited to go on a journey that led me ultimately to Tonga, where I met up again with Ruha and we started talking about working together collaboratively. And I was back there in Tonga in August of 2011, and that began the first project from which the exhibition takes its name, Siu I Moana. So those initial works are in the exhibition, and then the subsequent project was Ko e Halahanga Tonu, followed that.
Sounds like a very interesting project. So how did you get the people from overseas involved in this project? I know, like you said, it began in 2011. How were the people from overseas involved in this project?
Well, these are all works in this exhibition. They were made in Tonga, and of course, which is how it should be. And Ruha had an important role. Ruha was living in Haveluloto village on Tongatapu when we first started working together. And so I'll hand over to her because she was really instrumental in establishing what were really very essential relationships with women who with whom we were to work, and in particular Tuna Fialakepa, who has right from the beginning been our advisor, our supporter, the one who has encouraged us and has been an incredibly important part of our work together.
So how have you found it so far, Ruha?
It's incredible, actually. I think when you work like this, it's something so immersive, and it involves, you know, developing relationships with lots of different people, and it's something that affects your life profoundly to think about time that's taken to create things and the conversations that allow you to learn through these efforts and sustain the relationships and really, you know, overcome the trials and all the tests and things and allow it something that really permeate your life and life decisions. So it's been a course of 5 years, I think, something very pivotal in terms of how it's impacted on my life, I think both of ours. And I guess this is quite significant for us in terms of it's kind of a culmination of all those stories and things coming together. And it's really, being here in Melbourne has been a really precious opportunity just to reflect, really, on, you know, the significance. And for them, you know, we see these works, but when you look at a work like that, just yesterday we were in there helping, you know, with the final touch-ups and the hangings, and you look at the lines and all the different paintings, and you remember sitting in those ngatu, you know, in the town, the village hall, and you remember, you know, singing with the aunties and people coming in and bringing you food and all the little decisions that had to be made and the hours we spent just staring and kind of looking and thinking, colour that in, should we bolden that line, should we cover that up, even though we've spent a few days just painting it. So all of those things are captured within the works, and there are a few there in particular we haven't seen for 4 years, and so to see them and just be able to reminisce in that way. And the smell of ngatu is something so beautiful, you know, it can make you feel at home anywhere. So to be in that, it's quite regal brick building, and go in there and kind of feel at home, is really lovely.
And what about the women overseas? I mean, this would have been something new for them, being recognised for the work that they do, which they do anyway. Mm. What would have been the experience for them?
By women overseas, you mean in Tonga?
In Tonga, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, it threw me off a bit. Well, we're hoping a few of them can make it. There are a few in particular that have played a really crucial role as advisors, but also just friends in this process and really believing in the vision of the work. So there's some younger artists that were emerging and showed a real interest in reconnecting with this culture. Tanya Edwards, who's an artist, Luisa Fonua, my sister Ebony Fafida. Ebony will actually be able to make it. And there are a few, Keiko Maasi, who's a very skilled painter, does a lot of work for the tourism industry, but she came on board and she... Tonga, they make launimas like every week, you know. It's something that they're doing all the time. And so we found some special people that were really open to doing things a little bit differently. And then there was Anita and Anamalia as well. So there's invitations have been sent to those women, and they've made, over the last few weeks, made real efforts to try and be here.
How many women were all involved in the project?
Oh, it's very hard to tell, you know, because, you know, there are the people who grow the hiapu, mm-hmm. and then there's the women who are involved in preparing the whetaki, you know, doing the beating of it to prepare the sheets for the kōkaanga. Then there's the team of 10 or 12 women at the kōkaanga table, and, you know,
and making all the
guys,
dyes, the tongo.
Yeah, those who make the tongo, the ume, who gather. It's just endless, but there's a lovely sense of integration of all those things, coherence. It's wonderful. You know, I come from a Western art background in terms of my training in that, you know. I went to Elam School of Art, Auckland University School of Art, back in the 60s, you know. So you come from that Western mindset of the artist working on their own. But after living in the Pacific so long and that, I became more attractive to that idea of working collaboratively and the joy of it and the adventure of it, because you never know how it's going to turn out, and the fact that it all ultimately rests on relationships. So the joy of working in that way is fantastic. And exploring the creativity in that space between cultures, that's what interests me and Ruha, really. We talked a lot about this, because it seems to me that's what human beings everywhere are having to do in whatever sphere of life they're involved in. You know, we're all challenged with this vast change that's happening, where you can't sort of just hive off into the safety of your own culture. We're constantly having to learn how to get along with each other, learn from each other and share each other's gifts, you know. So that's very much part of our work as well.
If there's one thing I could ask, I know there's a lot of things, but one thing I could ask both of you that stood out for you in doing this project, what would it be?
That's a good question. One thing, it's true, it's hard to pinpoint one thing. I think just off the top of my head, the first thing that came to mind was, I guess, just how it allowed me to develop a deeper appreciation for my own culture. And in that, you know, the generations before me, the life of my aunties, uncles, my grandparents, and art, I think, is such a special thing in that it holds so much process of creating it and the stories that it tells and all of those, like, it connects to, I think, certain values that really define a culture. And so to be able to practice and engage with that was really meaningful. And you know, all of my family, a lot of them were involved in this work in terms of supporting and being able to do that. The time that I spent with my sisters painting and speaking about the work with my aunties, people would come and get involved, and with my dad making, cracking tui tui nuts and sitting, making the soot for the ngatu tauli. Those memories, I think, are something that you can't replace. You can't find spaces like that outside of that have for such elevated conversations and having speaking about things that are so deep, they're so deep in, you know, your heart, other than working creatively and doing things that are culturally rooted. So, yeah, that was special.
What about you, Robin?
Oh, well, you know, if I look at it from the human being point of view, it would have to be relationships that have been formed that and created out of this. A lot has been created, not just what's on the walls, you know. And the relationship that's developed was with Ruha, her family, her extended family, the friends that I've made in Tonga, those connections. Fantastic. Just such a gift. From a aesthetic point of view, from the point of view of a discipline just as an artist, the learning and working at scale, that scale, it's... You know, it's not something it's liberating to work at that scale, and just it's fantastic. And just seeing the effect on people, that works at that scale are things that you view quite differently from the usual kind of exhibition of oil paintings and so on. They're things that you get lost in, you immerse yourself in them, you just journey through them.
Right.
Experience.
Wow. Hopefully it doesn't end there. It's probably too early after so long that you continue this work. And I'm sure the women of Tonga appreciate what you do. I'm aware of the time, so I'm really sorry. But if you could just let people know when the exhibition is on and where it's available.
It's at the National Gallery of Victoria, the International, NGV. And it opens to the public on Friday. And if you can, come along on Saturday for the community day. Be there at 11. It'll be fun. Right. Ruha's going to dance.
Oh, fantastic.
And her sister Bevani. Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be a ball.
Well, thank you so much for all the work you've been doing. Congratulations, firstly, ladies. And thanks again for being here today.
Malo. 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 Malo.